Exclusive, Representative Greg Murphy, Biden's 365 Days of Self-Inflicted Disasters. By Representative Greg Murphy, MD, RNC, on January 20, 2022. President Biden's first year in office will forever be remembered as the worst first year of any presidency in history. In a year of unprecedented self-inflicted disasters, President Biden has truly outdone himself in systematic failures at the expense of the American people. America now has soaring crime, a devastating border crisis, and a tragic fentanyl drug epidemic, not to mention the unforgivable withdrawal from Afghanistan, anti-American mandates, and fumbled messaging on COVID-19. The data couldn't be clearer. At the end of 2021, President Biden had an abysmal 43% approval rating, with 53% of Americans strongly disapproving of his performance. One Quinnipiac poll last week put Biden's approval rating at an embarrassing 33%. While some tone-deaf left-wing pundits may scratch their heads over President Biden's plummeting voter confidence, it comes as no surprise to the American people who face the daily consequences of this disaster of a presidency. On today's one-year anniversary of President Biden's inauguration, here's a breakdown of President Biden's year of broken promises, failed policies, and deprived performances. 1. The Unity President. The greatest farce of Biden's first 365 days was his inauguration promise of unity. He told Americans, "We have to stop our opponents as enemies." Sadly, that fictitious message did not apply to unvaccinated Americans, conservative Americans, or the millions of parents concerned about their children's education. It also did not apply to lawmakers who oppose the president's agenda, as Biden's reign of one-party rule has been characterized by authoritarian power grabs with no intention of bipartisan compromise. 2. The economy. Perhaps the most obvious daily and direct consequence of President Biden and House Democrats' reckless agenda is the fact that inflation is at a 40-year high. ABC News reported last month that nearly 70% of Americans disapprove of the president's handling of inflation. Families across the nation are all having to pay more to get less. The Democrats' solution? Sign more blank checks to expedite their socialist agenda with reckless abandon. Republicans must show voters that there is a common-sense solution to the woes of the Biden era. A Republican-led Congress will put forward business and worker-friendly, cost-effective America First policies that will get our economy back on track. 3. Afghanistan. The Biden administration's catastrophic Afghanistan withdrawal was an indisputable foreign policy disaster. After 8 months of misguided policies, the Afghanistan withdrawal pulled back the curtain on the true failure of this administration in times of crisis. There's no other way to interpret what happened. Our president promised to leave no Americans behind, but he did just that. He abandoned his fellow countrymen and left our allies out to dry. Worse yet, the president's politically motivated decision, against his general's advice, led to the tragic deaths of 13 beloved American heroes, including Marine Sergeant Nicole L.G., who was stationed in my district in North Carolina. Gold Star families still reeling from the wounds of Afghanistan were then slapped in the face upon hearing that the Biden administration would consider paying illegal aliens more for breaking our laws than our Gold Star families received after their loved one made the ultimate sacrifice. Our standing on the world stage has been decimated. Americans are still behind enemy lines. We can do so much better. 4. The Biden border crisis. In just 12 months, U.S. Customs and Border Protection has encountered over 1.7 million migrants at the southern border. This record-breaking statistic occurred after President Biden systematically unraveled the former administration's strong, common-sense border policies. More tragically, fentanyl, 80% of which enters the country through our southern border, has become the leading cause of death among adults 18 to 45. Overdoses hit a record high in last year. Biden's national security policies have unraveled just as quickly as the cancerous defund the police movement that plagues Washington Democrats. Just this past year, 16 American cities, all of which are run by Democrats, set record violent crime rates. This government should be for the people, not against them. 5. Mandates, lockdowns, power grabs, and more. President Biden has spent his short presidency steamrolling the American people with liberal power grabs. From executive orders that shut down American energy and the Democrats' attempt to federalize elections to unconstitutional vaccine mandates, President Biden has made liberal Washington power grabs his top priority. He is tone-deaf to the needs of the average American, and I am confident that voters will hold him accountable. I would ask all Americans of any political persuasion to ask themselves, is America better off after 1 year of one-party rule? President Biden and Washington Democrats have failed to address their self-inflicted disasters. And from the looks of it, it seems the administration will continue on its crash course to destroy the American way of life. Representative Greg Murphy, MD, represents North Carolina's 3rd Congressional District in the U.S. House. He is a member of the House Ways and Means Committee and vice chair of the House GOP Doctors Caucus.